And when we accept the Holy Spirit and we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us for our Lord, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that is our new life. But I was thinking about, well, maybe we could also call it Happy Thanksgiving. You know, because what better or greater gift could we have than the Holy Spirit, the gift of Jesus to us? You know, and so on Thanksgiving Day, what do? We thank God for all that we have. Well, today is our Thanksgiving Day, saying thank you to God for the gift of His Holy Spirit. Now, also, we know that the word Pentecost, like Pentagon, is equal to 5, but in this case, 50. In Greek, it means 50. And what they did a long time ago was it represented the 50 days that happened between the spring planting and the first harvest. We are the harvest of the Holy Spirit. We are the crops of the Holy Spirit. And then once we are working with the Holy Spirit, what do? We go out and we harvest for God. We just show the Holy Spirit, you know, hopefully beaming from us with our love, our patience, our kindness, and the inspiration that people might get because they know we're Christians. And we have faith in the Lord. And we have trust in the Holy Spirit. And we know that God is with us. So we harvest people by sharing that with them. How do we do that? We do that because we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. We're prepared by the Holy Spirit. We're enlightened, encouraged, actually educated to do that by the Holy Spirit because He dwells in us. Now, when we go to the gospel, we learn that our God is never, never going to abandon us. And we also have Jesus' promise. He says, when the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from my Father, the Spirit of truth, which comes from the Father, and He will testify on my behalf. So we get a confirmation again that Jesus is Lord. And then also He recognizes sorrow and grief. He says, yes, I know you're sorry because I have to go. But don't be worried. You're not abandoned. You're not left alone. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to keep you safe and strong and within God's loving arms. And then also from the Holy Spirit, what do we learn? We learn about sin, Jesus says, because the world doesn't believe in Him, but we do. We learn about righteousness, because we know that Jesus is righteous. He is going to the Father, and we're not going to see Him, but He will send the Holy Spirit. And then this is my favorite line. And judgment. Why? Do you remember? Because the ruler, Satan, the ruler of this world, has been condemned. It's a given. Jesus has won. In the end, all of creation will be saved and made new in our Lord. And we know that because Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit guides us in all truth. And there's nothing better that we can say thank you to God for than that. Now we also hear from St. Peter. We know that the Holy Spirit came in like a rushing wind. Now it wasn't destructive, but it sounded like a rushing wind. So we learn that God's not destructive, but He's mighty and powerful. And then what I love is it says, all of them were filled by the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, who remembers the Tower of Babel? Does anybody remember the story about the Tower of Babel? How about you guys in Sunday school? The Tower of Babel? What happened? They all got confused because God had them confused because their goal was to take God over, to take over heaven. Okay? And that's just not going to happen. They weren't filled by God's presence. Now on Pentecost, the exact opposite happened. With the Holy Spirit comes understanding and clarity. were enlightened and were guided and protected. So each one was amazed because they were all speaking different languages, but they understood what was happening. But then it just didn't happen because it was a nice thing to happen. There was a purpose. And what were they supposed to be sharing? What was the purpose? They were speaking about God's deeds of power. If every day we can just think of one thing that our God has done for us or for someone else or for the world, maybe share it. Or at least think about it for ourselves, that we can be like excited and encouraged and motivated to think about God's powerful deeds. And then who's supposed to do this? I'm not picking on the men, but it's not just the men. Everybody, it says, in the last days it will be that God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters, and they're prophesied. Your young men, they will see visions. The old men will dream dreams. Even the slaves, both men and women, in those days, God will pour out his Holy Spirit upon them and all people. If they allow the Holy Spirit to work, will prophesy. And then finally, we have God's promise. And that's something we can always depend upon. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's our good news. And that's one heck of a mighty deed from God. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.